Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, Josie and Olivia. Hi, Aiden and Maranatha. How do you get to church? Do you walk to church? Are you that close? Do you drive to church? Or do you fly an airplane? We're going to sing, "This is the way we walk to church."
This is the way we walk to church, walk to church, walk to church. This is the way we walk to church every Sabbath morning.
This is the way we ride to church, ride to church, ride to church. This is the way we ride to church every Sabbath morning.
Who is the person in your life that makes you feel safe? Imagine you're in a scary situation, and then that person, maybe your mommy or daddy, Nana or Papa, comes and they wrap their arms around you, and how safe you feel. God does that for us. Our next song is from thehomeplace.org.
Behold, I am with thee. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15.
Behold, I am with thee, and wilt keep thee in all places whither thou goest.
Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Behold, I am with thee, and wilt keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Behold, I am with thee, and wilt keep thee in all places whither thou goest.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a bug. I am yellow and black. I collect pollen from flowers on my legs. I can make honey. And I make this sound. Bzzz. What am I?
Bee.
A bee. Question number two. I'm furry and brown. I have a big flat tail. I chew on trees. I also build a home with sticks in the water. What am I?
Beaver.
A beaver. And question number three. I am a big animal with horns. I can pull a heavy wagon. I am gentle and obedient. I look a lot like a cow. What am I?
Ox.
An ox. That one's a little more tricky, but good job. These three animals are all hard workers. They do their jobs faithfully until done. Our story today is about a group of people who patiently obeyed God until their work was done. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for our Bible stories. Thank you for being our very best friend. We love you. Help us to learn in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus helps his people. Joshua and Caleb were brave helpers for Jesus. Jesus wanted his people to move into their new homes, but mean people lived there. Jesus asked Joshua to help send those mean people away. Jesus' people needed to cross a big river, but there was no bridge. How could they get to the other side without a bridge? The mean people lived in a big city called Jericho, with strong walls and powerful soldiers. How can we cross this big river? Joshua asked. How can we take this strong city. I will help you, Jesus said. Take the golden ark with you and have the priest walk down to the river. The golden ark had the happiness rules inside. The priest carried the ark toward the river. They walked right down to the river until their feet touched the water. Do you know what happened then? Jesus stopped the river. Jesus made a wide, dry road right through the river, and everyone walked on the wide, dry road. Soon, they were all on the other side. Jesus was helping them. Now it was time to take Jericho from the mean people. March around the big city walls, Jesus said. March around the walls one time every day for 6 days. Carry the ark with you and blow some horns. So they did. That seems like a strange way to take the city, but keep listening. The mean people were watching them march. They were afraid, and they locked their big gates so no one could come inside their city. Jesus told Joshua, on day 7, march around the city 7 times. Then something special will happen. So they did. Around and around they marched. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. But nothing happened. The mean people watched as the priest and soldiers marched for the 7th time. Jesus' people were watching too. Then the priest blew their trumpets and Jesus' people shouted as loud as they could. Do you know what happened then? The walls came tumbling down. That's right. Those big, strong walls tumbled down. Jesus' angels pushed them right over, just like your Lego tower might fall right over. Did Jesus keep his promise to help his people? Yes. Jesus always keeps his promises. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Joshua 1:9. God is with you wherever you go. As we say this verse, we're going to point up to the sky like we're pointing up to God. God is with you, then point to you, somebody else in the room, wherever you go. Can you make your fingers look like they're walking around and God's going with you wherever you go? God is with you wherever you go, Joshua 1:9. Now you can repeat it slowly after me. God is with you.
God is with you.
Wherever you go.
Wherever you go.
Joshua 1:9. Let's pray. You can repeat the words after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for helping Joshua.
Thank you for helping Joshua.
Thank you for always.
Thank you. Only
keeping your promises.
Keeping your promises.
When we trust you.
When we trust you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is Sound the Battle Cry.
So thou God of all, hear us when we call. Help us one and all by thy grace. When the battle's done.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.